Yes, sir.
3.
Well, Mr. President, we've got that May 28 stoppage in New York called off. You know about it. Well, all the building trades in New York, we're going to close down on May 28th, which is the day of the dinner up there.
Yeah, I saw that.
I took it up with George Meany yesterday. Told him that if they had some gripe of one kind or another, I'd be glad to listen to it, but it wasn't necessary to close the city down, especially that day. He took it up with Brennan, who's the head of the building trades up there. He called me a couple of hours ago to say that they've postponed it indefinitely. I'm going to meet with him up there on Monday. I've got to be up anyway. And that's the end of that. Now, you might or might not want to say anything meany about it. It's not necessary. Right. But it wouldn't hurt.
How's our auto group doing?
I think all right. Our reports, we're getting some completely private reports. And I think it's going to move along all right.
You and McNamara and Heller, are you all doing any good?
We're getting a report together. We tried to meet this week. Bob's been up on the hill for three different hearings and asked that we hold it till the first of next week.
Now, when do they start negotiating? The middle of June?
They don't start negotiating. Yes, let's see, latter part of June. In fact, it's pretty preliminary. Their real work starts in July, late June.
I sure want to be prepared for them. I'm a little surprised. Looks like that these boys are making the profits they're making, and the fellows doing well with the wages, they'd share a little of it with the consumer. I wish that any way in the world that you think of, y'all can get together, maybe we ought to talk to the auto manufacturers a little bit before they start now.
I had a call from George Love. He's the chairman of the board of Chrysler, day before yesterday, saying that he and Townsend, the president, want to come in and see me on Tuesday.
Well, that's good. That's good. Have you seen Donner of GM?
I have not. Well, I saw him over there at the White House, talked to him a little bit. I've talked to Ford a little bit, but I haven't had no real talk with Donner.
Now, their after-tax return on equity is 19.5% in 63 against 10 for all other manufacturers.
Yeah.
First quarter, 64, the auto return was a fabulous 24.4%. 24.4% first quarter.
For the industry as a whole.
Yes. Yeah. From 61 to 63, the big four after-tax profits rose 69%, more than double the 27% rise for all manufacturers. 63, wages and fringes were $4.11 per hour for Ford. Against 3.6 in oil manufacturing,
right.
2.63 in private economy. January 64 average weekly earnings were $136 against 100 in manufacturing. 61 to 63 auto workers averaged 4.5 cent annual gain in total hour of compensation, including overtime, against 3.5 in oil manufacturing. Theirs was 4.5. Unemployment auto centers were well below the national average. Seasonal unadjusted rate for the first quarter, 64, was 4.7 in Detroit, 2.4 in Flint, 3.5 in Kenosha, against the national unadjusted average, 6.2. So we ought to give that story to those two people, but I want to wait both of them. I didn't like what they did to me on my guidepost of this labor statement. I didn't think they needed to make it. I thought it's just kind of showing that they were paying no attention to us and kicking over the board, and they'll be the first one to call or come pull them off of us if something happens, but they had to get out and spout off. I thought they were a little rough with us. I know that he wants some of that General Motors profit, and I don't mind him taking it. I'd like for the consumer to get a little help, though, while we're doing it, but I think we're going to have to talk to him, so I wish you'd get Bob just as soon as you can. The poor devil's trying to run a war and everything else, but we've got to be prepared, and you know how upset he was that we weren't prepared. And I feel like I want to get you all in before I talk to them, but I think we ought to talk to him.
What you have there, probably Walter's preliminary returns. We talked together yesterday about that. He thought his people would have something either later yesterday or today. I haven't seen those particular figures yet.
Well, it shows a hell of a good picture for both of them. Of course, that's usually when your fight starts, when everybody's doing good.
Well, We'll see on it. The possibilities of a price reduction have seemed to me quite remote, but...
I think they are.
We'll see, yeah.
I think they are, but I think we ought to get our position, see what we're going to do so we know where we are. And you and, who is it, Dillon and Heller and McNamara?
Hodges.
Right.
And let's just set a date and get to it, and I want to meet with you as soon as y'all get something to look at.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Fine. Much obliged.